Cincinnati is very proud to boast many musical events throughout the year, and one of them is upcoming here in August, the 24th annual Cincy Blues Fest, sponsored by the Cincy Blues Society. And here to talk about the event, Mr. Chuck Brisbin. Chuck, welcome, and tell us about what people are going to enjoy on August 12th and 13th.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having us. We've got four stages. There's three that run each night. So we have a Arches stage. On Friday night, it'll be featuring the Women in Blues. The main stage will take place with our headliner, who is Walter Trout. Saturday night, on Friday night, the headliner is Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones. And then we have the local stage, which features 15 acts, local acts. And then on Saturday night, we have the annual piano, boogie-woogie piano stage on the Arches.
And that's always a fun event.
A talented group of people right there.
I see that Bob Seale is coming back. He's always been a popular performer for that particular stage. And Chuck Lavelle. That's the first one for Chuck, I think.
I think it is. I think we really tapped into something right there.
Well, the Cincinnati Blues Society, this is your major event. You also have a Winter Blues Fest. The last couple of 3 years, it's been held at the Phoenix downtown. And, of course, you have the Blues Challenge, usually the first Sunday of June, out at
Germania Park.
It's a beautiful setting, actually, and it's a fun event. One of the things that people may not realize or understand about the Cincinnati Blues Society is what you guys actually do with the funds that you raise. So talk about, if you will, your Blues in the Schools program.
Yeah, the Blues in the Schools program is in its 19th year. It started shortly after the inception of the Blues Society. It's led by John Riddell, who is the mentor. He also takes care of the artist with the Blues in the Schools band. I became director about 2.5 years ago. We go out and do 45 to 1 hour presentations on the history of the blues through words and music. We do a lot of work with the CRC, the Cincy Recreation Commission. We do their daycare with the younger kids, and we also go out for the senior citizen centers. And then we do a lot of the Hamilton County Library branches also. Mm-hmm. We need to get the word out about the BITS program so that people can take advantage of it. It's the educational branch of the Cincy Blues Society. I'm pretty proud of what we're doing with the BITS band. It's all kids that are generally 1 year out of high school, very accomplished musicians in their own rights, and they play multiple performances around town. We just did one at Pyramid Hill. This year was the second year that the BITS band has been able to go to Memphis and perform in a youth showcase in the International Blues Challenge.
So that's wonderful for the exposure.
These kids have got to play at some great places down on Beale Street, and actually we're to the point where they do gigs when they're down there too. So they get to play at Rum Boogie and King's Palace, to name a few.
Beautiful.
So it's an awesome program. I'm very proud to be a part of it because we are the people who need to teach the kids about the blues to keep the blues going.
Sawyer Point Park is the venue. The other thing that we want to talk about maybe is a little bit about the times. I think programs get underway each evening around 5:30, something like that.
Yeah, 5:30 on the main stage on Friday night. Arches kicks off at 4:45 on Saturday night. Local stage kicks off at 4:45 on Saturday. And on Friday night, it kicks off at 5:45. Tickets you can find online. You can find all the information as far as pricing. There are weekend passes available. You can also buy tickets at the door, so to speak. When you come into the gate, you can get tickets there,
at the gate. That same website is another site to go to for a complete lineup. If you want to see what bands are playing where. So with four stages, sometimes you just kind of have to go through. So, okay, now where do I want to be now?
Be very strategic,
You kind of have to be picky. In addition to all the music we're going to be hearing at the Blues Fest, I'm certain there'll be some food and beverage available.
Yes, sir. Very reasonably priced beer and wine. We do have our own brew. It's called Cincy Blues Fest Ale. It's made by Urban Artifact. And we also will have spirits there from Still Right, one of our big sponsors. There'll be pop and water, T-shirts, and all kinds of food available for purchase.
Several vendors. It should be quite an event, as it always is.
Really looking forward to it. Hopefully we'll see you down there.
Very good. We'd like to thank Chuck Brisbin, representing the Cincy Blues Society, for coming in and giving us all the information about this wonderful musical event. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Bob Knave.
When troubles flare up, I keep my hair up. I just can't make it come down. Believe me, Pappy, I can't get happy. Since my ever-loving baby left town, ain't got no rest. rest and my slumber. Ain't got